Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45, and this is the morning sickness. My name's John. There's Brady, that guy, and then Toledo. He's also here. Let me be the first to say that last song was an unintentional timing issue.
Yes.
In two ways. In order to get right to 5:45.00, you have a song that has to be 4 minutes, 44 seconds in this particular case. The computer says, here's your 4 minutes and 44 seconds song. It just so happened to be Bridge Burning. And Brett didn't think twice about that, as the entire world is sitting there watching the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore crumble.
It fell. It didn't burn.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It's unreal.
That barge is still there.
The barge didn't budge. It just hit it. And it made me think two things. Wow, we just showed the world how fragile our bridges are. That was a bump.
Well, you know, at one particular time, it might have been this past election, but there have been reports for, I think, even longer that it's part of the rebuilding highways
and bridges.
And stuff.
Yeah, we've got old bridges.
There's outdated bridges
but
all over
still,
the place.
They're functional.
Well, the thing was built in the 70s, though.
This wasn't like an 1800s bridge, even though it's got Francis Scott Key's name on it. Yeah, this thing was pretty much brand new from a bridge standpoint. Some remember that one that in Minnesota a few years ago collapsed. They've been warned for years. Yeah. Things old. It's going down. But just watching that bridge, I didn't realize, you see the Golden Gate and things like that, and it's earthquake proof and all this. But evidently, tap it in the right spot. I couldn't believe the whole thing just vanished.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the video yet, it's in Baltimore, and a barge, a Sri Lankan barge, one of those, like the one that found Tom Hanks in Castaway, for all those people that think the way I think. What are you talking about? It's one of those cargo ships.
Oh, yeah, well, then there you go.
Yeah, it's the thing that the whale wakes up Tom Hanks, and then that cargo ship goes by. Whatever the word Maersk means, there's always a bunch of those on there. This thing's loaded up. And yeah, like the guy, the power going out on the cargo ship and stuff like that. And like, bam, just going to bash into the bridge. The bridge doesn't get like just annihilated at top speed. Just down it goes. And you can't help but think to yourself, oh, is this a test run? What did we just find out here? The container ships are humongous. And
it's all our Amazon orders getting over
here. Yeah, that's the other thing. And that ship didn't seem to be affected at all from the pictures this morning. But, man, watching that bridge go down, it's crazy. And then Brett, of course, comes in responsible for one thing to start today, and that's just get the time right with a song that gets us right to where the start point is, and he chooses Bridge Burning. Excellent work, Brett.
I stick up for the artist and their freedom of speech.
That's right. Right, which I'm sure Dave would be the first one to want to play that right now.
I'm sure of it. In honor of Taylor.
But now the conspiracies are already floating, and everybody, I've already gotten texts from a few people saying, this is it, man. The deep state at work. So you're going to see a lot more of these in an election year where our safety's at risk. Man, that look, if bridges are that easy to drop, we need to do something. That was horrifying.
Better than Phoenix.
Yeah, no kidding. Get me away from all the water. The desert bridges, that's nothing. I mean, what's the worst? The Mill Avenue Bridge? I'll swim to the edge.
Yeah, this exactly.
There was a bunch of workers on the bridge. They had, they're not even sure who was on there, what you know, how many cars, who's missing.
You know, at least 20.
Yeah.
They're, Sharp said they found two so
yeah,
far.
They're unsure of an awful lot, but that is a big bridge. And when you look at the pictures of that, it's unbelievable. It went down like toothpicks.
Man.
And that's not a little tiny, you know, bridge. That's a massive stretch of road that just paralyzes the city for years. They got to get that thing built back up. But Baltimore's now, I mean, that's a major. What did they, what, how many millions, Brady, did you hear?
12 million cars crossed over it in
last year.
23.
That's not a small amount. Yeah, so that's the big takeaway this morning. Everybody's looking at this
thing.
That's
crazy. There.
And if there wasn't video of it, it wouldn't be so news erect, you know? Everybody on the news is just hard as a rock. They act like they care and all that, but really all they care about is how many angles do we have of the barge or the ship hitting the bridge.
Is there video of it actually?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's it's a night video, and it you can't really see it. Like, it's just all of a sudden there's a...
I can't imagine the noise.
Well, I have no idea what the sound is, but I don't think it has sound.
There might be a commercial.
Watch this.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. This is it.
Come on, commercial.
Yeah, there's a commercial. There's a bridge is fine. It's actually pretty. It's the only thing I've ever said about Baltimore. It actually looked kind of pretty. The city lights in the background. Bridge is kind of just hanging, and then the barge goes right. I mean, just taps it. It doesn't look like it's blowing through. But this guy's not. It's not even close.
Whoa.
Yeah, and look at that. It just down it goes, and it's nothing. The whole bridge is gone. Like, all you have to do is take out one of the supports, and it's over. And that's all she wrote on that bridge. How about that?
And what time was that?
I don't even see the time.
Let's see.
It was in the middle of the night.
1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. How about that?
They were saying that they think that the ship lost power.
They said it had lost power a couple of times prior to that. And then, so it loses power, and they don't have anything in place for this massive wrecking ball to, right, there's no brakes. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else. The video is the reason. I mean, prior to the days of everything being videotaped, this would have just been a tragic news story with pictures after. Holy smokes. Anyway, those Foo Fighters, bridge burning. Good job, Brett.
It didn't burn, it fell.
Sensitive. Yeah, our bridges are.
I didn't play London Bridges.
They're all coming down. Come on. But that is the way you take out a city. You drop the bridges first. And so the conspiracy theorists definitely have their eyebrows raised, and they should. We all should. Because, boy, did that. And to me, probably wasn't a terrorist attack to do that in the middle of the night. However, you just showed a whole load of people, bridges go down pretty easy. I thought there was a lot more to it than that. Nope.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to rebuild it and name it the Lamar Bridge.
Ray Lewis Bridge. Yeah, because Francis Scott Key was a racist. It's true. If you read the whole entire national anthem, the second, third, fourth verses of that thing, the dude is pretty much going off on everybody except for whites. But the party road is beautiful, and it's USA, and I don't care about any of the rest of it. See, I look at it two ways. Maybe Francis Scott Key went a little too far with the time when he wrote the entire thing, and everybody else kind of looked at it and said, this chunk is good. We don't need the rest of that, Francis. You might have gone off the rails there. And he's like, good, you know. Elton John has a lot of songs that suck. We're never going to hold him to all of those as, like, you know, his true feeling. Maybe Francis was like Eminem of his day. Just a lot of stuff he wrote. Like, all right, there goes Francis Scott Key again trying to make his political points. And it's just lost on us now. But that part of the national anthem we sing. All right. Star Spangled Banner. That dude's got something figured out. Don't read the whole thing, though. Don't read the whole thing. Because it's not.
It was one hit wonder.
Well, it's just, it's the edited, it's the radio edit that we like. It's the long version. You're like, oof. It's like that, what was that Hawaiian guy that got popular for a while? That big fat dude that sang Over the Rainbow and everybody lost their mind. They bought the album and realized, man, does he hate white people. This whole album is about how he's ruining his island.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Get the whole album.
Why'd he die? Why'd he die?
700-pound man with a...
Yeah, he wanted to kill all of us.
The voice of an angel.
Yeah, just a sweet, tender... redoing his glorious version of the Wizard of Oz tune. We all melted. We all melted. The rest of the album, not so much. But you know what? Doesn't mean that he didn't do Over the Rainbow well. You're right, though. There'll be an argument. We'll get lost in that.
Yep.
We'll get lost when they rebuild the bridge. And, well, how are we naming it the Francis Scott Key Bridge again? That guy was a racist. And we'll name it the Ray Lewis Bridge, who was a murderer, but okay, whatever. We'll look past that. It's Baltimore, for Christ's sake. Everybody's a murderer. Haven't you seen The Wire?
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
So that'll be what you see all day long and what everybody's thinking about. And Brett's already won Rock Wars with it, with his choice this morning of
damn it, I wasted it.
Not even realizing that it was done. And that is how coincidental is that? We need it. You get here, you're like, okay, one song here puts us at 5:45. I mean, Brett is meticulous. 5:45 and 0:00. No seconds.
Oh, I don't play.
The song ends right at the first time the cock crows. 5:45. It is 99% of the time. And that's because Brett comes in, sees the time, and finds that today's song was 4:44, which is really weird because the computer suggested Bridge Burning. Great song.
Yeah.
And Brett didn't think, so he put it in. Crazy. Crazy. I was sitting on 52nd Street and McDowell this morning at the light, or not McDowell, at the 202. And 52nd Street, getting off the exit. And a lot of times I just run that red light, but there was cars around. So I'm like, I got to sit this one out. You never know who's undercover. So I'm sitting there waiting for the red light. And a little black, it was like an F-150, or it was a work truck, probably 15-year-old black work truck. And a dude gets out of the driver's side right next to me. And I'm like, well, and then I start just writing my own obituary because, you know, this isn't a normal thing. This dude's going to lose his mind on me, and I'm sitting here strapped into the seat. So I get my seatbelt. I get my hand in my seatbelt like, what's he doing? And he sneezes so loud that I could hear it through the car with the car on, windows up, hits it again. And I'm like, whoa, like these are like gunshot decibel sneezes. These are huge. Turns and looks at me. He knew not to sneeze in his car because it looked like Slimer was hanging out of his face. I mean, it was 2 pounds of yuck.
Allergies.
And he's just shaking his face and then, like, taking his hand and busting away the cobwebs that are, I mean, he, and then again.
It's like Peter North gave a shot.
Yes. He looked like, it looked like everybody went, cut, great job, Peter. Peter North decorated this dude from the inside and shot out of him. I've never seen anything like it. To that little Mexican dude that got out of his truck this morning, there's no way you're still alive. Your whole head came loose. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. And I didn't want to laugh. And he's looking at me after, just for a second, he looks up at me, and that's when I saw the gloppity glue.
You didn't see this,
I saw it all right. I heard it. I was nervous you were going to kill me. I didn't know you were going to try to drown me in mucus. So if you are pulling up to the exit on 52nd Street off the 202, be careful. There's some sort of snot slick at the end of that. You might go spinning into the intersection. That was the grossest thing I've ever seen. You have an adenoid problem, sir. But he knew it. He knew it. And to me, I like to think about, wow, what led to this? There have been times prior to him realizing I can't just sneeze in a confined space anymore. I don't sneeze like a human being. He knows to get out of the car, because how many times has he been inside that F-150 or that Dodge Ram? I didn't get a look at the make. I just know it was a pickup. How many times has he been in there and he's slobbered all over himself and snotted up the interior of that truck? And now, then my brain goes right to the next thing. Somebody's going to end up buying that used car one of these days. What goes on inside used cars? I've never seen anything like it. This dude's head erupted. It had to be half a pound of stuff. Slimer, Peter North, all together as one. Just disturbing how gross that was. So you guys all watched the bridge falling down. I saw something worse this morning, and I don't have video of it. It was awful. But you can't. You sneeze so hard, you have to get out of your car, and you know it. That's allergies right there. That's disgusting. And also, because of that, it's time that we fire. I hate to do this because I'm friends with Ian Schwartz and I like him a lot. All weathermen are fired. All of them. And I never want to hear another thing about global warming in my life. Yesterday, a baseball game was canceled here in Phoenix because they didn't know it was going to rain. In a retractable dome stadium. A lot went wrong yesterday. A lot. They're like, open her up. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports, zero chances coming. A rogue storm so heavy that it poured rain all over the field to the point where they're like, we can't play on this. We just don't know what to do. And then they're like, well, shut the roof. Like, we can't do that. The roof might kill half the people in here. And yet, then they say, and this, keep in mind, it's, you know, March 25th. They're like, if we try to close the roof with you guys in it, there's a good chance it breaks and people die. But opening day's in a couple of weeks, so come on down. Like, what? Stadium's kind of about to collapse on us?
Yeah.
But not unless we start dicking around with that roof. Don't worry about it. We're not going to move it. Just no sudden movements in the stadium. Don't, let's not get too raucous.
Well, you know the whole thing now. Well, told you guys we needed a new stadium.
That's coming.
That's right where it's going.
For sure.
I'll bet they knew it was coming and left the roof open on purpose.
But nobody knew it was coming because I watched the weather yesterday. Unless Ian Schwartz and Paul Horton and the whole gang are in on it. Everybody's like, it was rogue storms raining in my backyard. I'm like, what the hell? Where'd this come from? And they couldn't finish a baseball game yesterday because it was rain. I don't know. I know in China they can manufacture rain.
I don't know. Maybe they did it for the Olympics. Took a payoff.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe
what time did that
Ian
hit?
Took a payoff from Ken Kendrick.
Ken Kendrick's said, right. Why don't you shut up about next time it rains and the Diamondbacks will leave the roof open? It's like, what? How much? If Ian, and I know Ian. If Ian and Toby show up dressed up in bedazzled robes and crowns and they've got a ton of money now, I'll know. But yeah, they shortened the game 6 innings and then they're like, we can't play on this surface and we don't know what to do and there's people here, so let's just get everybody out. That makes me nervous that the stadium is, I've known that for a long time, that, you know, it's non-functioning as its main purpose is a retractable roof stadium. It hasn't been
the
functioning.
The major money we spent on the for the opening.
Oh yeah, yeah. They say we contracted a big conductor and an orchestra and all the people. We'll never hear that again because you're not allowed to close the roof or open it with people inside of it. And they say it's because of cables and stuff, but the truth of the matter is, if one of those cables fails, you don't want to see what happens because then half the roof is moving, the other half isn't, and concrete doesn't like to do that, so it's just going to break and come. You thought that bridge going down was easy. Anyway, they're. Stadium might kill you, so enjoy baseball. It's coming up, World Champs, or National League Champs. Okay. Makes me think that maybe we should be. Good thing that stadium hasn't had a lot of, like, noise in the last decade. Outside of the month of October last year, it's basically been kind of an empty warehouse. They haven't really had to worry about, you know, a lot of structural support being bounced about. The whole upper deck is practically new. Like, it's barely used.
Just take other than the flag lady.
Yeah, flag lady's the only one. And
I think you just take those panels off, you know, on the days off where there's nothing going on, and then just have a termite company tent it.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. It might be a little humid in there,
yeah,
but, you know.
But, you know.
Yeah, throw over some solar shades. How about that? I've seen people do that in their backyards. That seems reasonable.
Just go to Costco, buy a bunch of those sails from,
and just try sails.
Those triangulation things. They're kind of neat. They tried to do that. That was one of the plans to do at Sun Devil Stadium. Was to build a giant solar shade sail, and then put misters all around it instead of building a dome over the top of it. And they're going to renovate the whole thing. But that was before State Farm Stadium when the Cardinals were trying to figure out what to do and they didn't want to spend any dough. That was one of the ideas. Can you imagine what that would look like today? That would have been 15, 20 years ago, like this nightmarish, ugly ass brown sunburnt sail hanging over the top of Sun Devil Stadium, kind of shades, the rip down the center. Yeah, so you got that going on, and the Diamondbacks couldn't finish their game yesterday because, and again, I don't think we think about that. We keep announcing to bad people, here's the way a bunch of people are going to die. Oh, here's how fragile our bridges are. If you hit the button to close the roof in the stadium, there's a good chance that cable snaps and will kill everybody. Oh. We just keep announcing to bad people our vulnerabilities, our Achilles. Here's another one. Yeah, that thing's about to collapse. That thing's no good. We're still using it.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
When it opened, I don't remember. Were they able to close it and open it with people?
Oh, yeah. It used to be part of the show.
I couldn't remember. Okay.
They would tell you to stay.
You'd get there early.
Yeah.
See it open.
Well, you'd watch it open. Or actually, you'd watch it close for summer games in the beginning.
Yeah.
If you were early.
Either one.
And then at the end of the game, they'd say, stick around. And they'd have, like, fireworks for no reason. And they'd start this thing. And then you could watch the roof open, which was truly a construction marvel to move that kind of weight. At the speed they were moving.
In like 6 minutes or something like that. Yeah, 6 minutes, 15 seconds.
Toronto was 30 minutes to open that dome when they first opened that thing. And that was pretty amazing. This was 5.5 minutes. They could open an entire roof of that much supported weight. It's crazy. And then after a while, you know.
All right.
My dad used to tell me that on that. This can't last long. It maybe has a shelf life of about 18, 20, 25 years max. Before you start moving that kind of weight around and it starts getting a little weak. So that goes on. So you got that downtown. So there you go, Al-Qaeda, if you're listening. The stadium's weak. You can push it and knock it over. And take a look at our bridges. We build those out of toothpicks now. Who knew? It's horrifying out there. And it's an election year. So on top of it all yesterday.
There we go.
On top of it. Now we're going to hear about it. All this stuff. And Carrie Lake. Deep fake video went out yesterday and it fooled me. I can not say that I'm above that. I'm definitely. But that whole believe what you see with your eyes and your ears is over. It's over. Don't believe it till you see it is over because I saw it. And I guess I don't know if it was a test to show how deep fakes can be. And it is Carrie Lake telling me something. And I spent 0 seconds thinking it was fake. Until they told me. And so they could tell me something real is fake. And I'd go, oh, okay, that's AI. I cannot tell the difference at all. It goes back to that Kate Middleton thing. And this may be generational. I looked at that picture of her that everybody was losing their mind about being Photoshopped. I didn't see a thing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see one issue. Like, the bubble in the pan. And that's because I'm not some lunatic broad sitting on my Instagram all day, filtering every ounce of my face and recognizing where the mistakes are. The only time I ever noticed it once was Kylie Jenner was sitting by the pool, and her pool was curved in a spot. And I'm like, well, they wouldn't build a pool. Oh, I see. She pulled that. She forgot to fix the pool, and she made her hips smaller. But it was just an egregious goof in the pool. I wouldn't have noticed her body had her pool not been goofy. I don't see that stuff unless it's real obvious. So I am one of the people that's susceptible to the deep fake. And, man, this Carrie Lake video is...
And that was just sent out randomly?
Well, no, I don't know if I was watching something that they did on purpose to say, here, look, this is a fake video. This is how easy this is. And I don't know that she was saying anything crazy, but it was a video of not her sitting in a room telling me all about the election and stuff like that. And I'm like, whoa, this is absolutely real. It's 100% real. The scarier part about the AI, not so much the fake videos, is the, like when somebody, like let's say Trump goes on and says something people don't like, but he said it for real, and then a bunch of people make fake videos of him saying similar things, and now you don't know which one was real. So the real one will get lost with all the fake ones, and they're all dismissed. Everything kind of goes away.
We're effed.
Well, yeah. the muffins are sort of out of the tin. And I'm not stupid. I'm not bright, but I'm not stupid. But this makes me stupid. This makes all of us stupid.
I just think if you check out for a while and you decide, you know what? I'm going to go, you know, you retired or whatever. You don't follow all the stuff. You decide to check back in and it's nothing but deep fakes.
You got no idea
what's going on.
Right. There's times when in life you just get too busy. And you kind of aren't paying attention to stuff. Oh, it's an election year. I better start getting my. It's like when taxes roll around. You get it all in order in a day or two. And then you look around like, wow, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of things that I did this year. That's the same thing. It's going to be one of those things like, wait a minute, that was real and that was fake. Which one? We're not sure which one is real and which is fake. But the message is kind of dismissed because the thing that is fake is ruining the thing that is real and vice versa.
It's how the old people get scammed.
And that's exactly how catfishing works. Next thing you know, keep an eye on your grandparents because they're going to be cutting holes in books. It's filling books with cash and sending. It's Donald Trump. You imagine how his supporters would be if he said, crack open a book, cut out some pages, Andy Dufresne style, cash size holes in books, and put in your cash and send it to me. I need it. There would be people sending it.
Bookmans would be out of books.
Oh, they'd be completely. Yeah.
It's your president, Donald Trump, and you know what? This egregious lawsuit, I need hundreds of millions of dollars, and you can help.
And then you just start sending that money out. Your parents would do it. All of the South would do it. Who knows? Maybe this show's not even real. The simulation is definitely starting to blend with reality and the other stuff. I like what Brett said. I don't like to be a naysayer or a negative Nancy, but yeah, Brett's right. This is over. I know. There ain't no putting this toothpaste back in the tube. If the infancy of artificial intelligence is already to a point where I'm like, I can't tell. It's not like Jurassic Park where you're at the movies going, whoa. That's pretty good. But you still had some things in there like, it's not quite right. You play a little Grand Theft Auto and the eyes are never correct. So it's like, these guys look pretty real, but to a certain degree you could tell. Not anymore. And they're like, in the news story, they're like, experts, had trouble telling until they saw the signs of this. So, can't we just get, like, technology that just puts a green light over something that is artificial? But I guess they'll just stay two steps ahead of that. Yeah, Brett's right. This is it. This is over. And by the way, where's the AI that can get up at 4 a.m. and do this show for me a few times? How come nobody's worked on that? Radio would be easier. You don't even need video of us.
I don't know. They're off for the week. But
oh, that's right. Yeah, ChatGPT isn't taking it. They're not here. There is an AI morning show. That's true. It's a good point. Yeah, that's right. Brett, I forgot completely. Boy, I've been thinking that they're real, too. This is crazy. KSLX's been running that automated show for a year now. Unbelievable. Anyway, so enjoy that. And if you see the Carrie Lake video, just assume nothing about this is real. And don't travel on bridges. It's time to just go nuts. I think it's time. The nuts have been right the whole time. Put your tinfoil hat on and just recognize it's all. It's all crashing down around
me. I just asked my buddy, Mark Simmons. He lives in Baltimore. Do you use that bridge, your wife? He goes, we do, but luckily we don't do it every day for work.
Right.
But you've
been on
it several times.
Yeah, it's like me and Mill Avenue Bridge. Yeah. Have I been on it? Yeah, hundreds of times. But do I need it?
I was just wondering if that was his everyday commute.
But you look at, like, you know.
And the difference, what would it be? You know, what's the alternative?
What would it be? Would we take down the stack? That's essentially what it is here. You drop the stack right there in the center of Phoenix. Just end it.
Oh, I understand. I'm just wondering what now the alternative route.
They've probably got other bridges. But,
you know, turns into an hour and a half now.
Yeah. If I'm New York, I'm on a heightened alert just in case this container ship wasn't on the up and up. Let's just take a look. But again, did it affect my Amazon? How much Sri Lankan stuff is on there? And what's Sri Lanka dropping off in Baltimore for?
I don't know. I think we're closer on the West Coast, so we're going to be all right for Amazon.
Yeah, you think
that's
our delivery
is going to be good. Knockoff jerseys coming in. And
from that side, son of a bitch.
That's the West. Like, you'd think that China would be the Long Beach port.
Well, they got to bring them over. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Over.
China's on the other side.
They're closer to us.
They're not running a lot of European artificial stuff through there. Yeah, I would think that all that, those, that, I think that's safe. If you get a fake Chinese jersey, that's coming west. Baltimore's not touching our jerseys. They shouldn't have those. I don't know what they bring in. Bunch of European crap. But they're heading to Sri Lanka, so who knows what, you know, it's going down that east side. I don't know what goes into Baltimore. I know guns, bullets, and coffins. That's pretty much all. And chalk. They need a lot of that.
Well, didn't when the Bay Bridge came down, that screwed things up there for a long time, didn't it?
For a long time. That was just half. There was like a little section of it, but still had to close it.
Bridge, and I don't know if you can get over to the
awfully hard to do
bridge, and then you have to go trying to go to
all the way around the
Sausalito,
the bay. Well, Sausalito, you can go through the bay, but I mean, if you go
or
through the Golden Gate, but the Bay Bridge was to Oakland.
Yeah,
that combined San Francisco and Oakland. That was a huge one,
man.
Yeah, our bridges are susceptible, and they proved how easy. But man, that thing went down like nothing. Anyway, and then Brett came in with his sensitivity. So no, when I ask for a wake-up song, I'm not asking for that.
I already handled that. No problem.
Brett took care of the insensitivities of the day's news.
Expect anything less?
Come on. You didn't even know you did it.
I didn't.
I was looking in the hall. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Was, what? I'm like, you know. What? And I just point to the speakers. Really? Bridge burning? Oh, geez. I didn't even think about it. Like, I know. That's
it didn't
the point.
Burn. If I'd have played London Bridges, okay.
Just the word bridge shouldn't, you know. We shouldn't even play, like, Leon Bridges shouldn't be played for at least an hour. You know, can't just bring that up. Anyway. So just get it out of your heads while you're firing over all the stuff to Brett for the wake-up song. Which you can do right now. 585-9800, or you can go through Brett's Facebook. Or is that, I don't know. You guys are all going to be dicks. I know it. I know all of you.
Pile on.
I know you too well. Let's get a wake-up song. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.